In the earlier stages of building your network strategy, you will have realized the importance of seeing it as a subsection of the D&I strategy, which in turn emerges from the organizational strategy, nested like concentric rings. But as your network matures, you will want to develop and challenge the flow of influence throughout these strategies, so that you're not only seen as a subset, but an important stakeholder within the D&I strategy. This means seeing it more as an ecosystem of networks, wherein you are the specialist in your area and will be consulted in that manner across the organization, not only about your network activities. Within this ecosystem, there are also other employee networks to take into account. Do you assess the synergy of your intersectional strategies before putting them into action? Because this means not only listening to the needs of your members, but the needs of a much broader community. You may also be ready to think of putting your network leadership onto a global platform, whether that's joining an existing global committee or establishing it with your network for the first time. In this instance, the strategic preparation that needs to take place to account for a global community should not be underestimated. You cannot simply invite the organization to your existing network, which is based on a local strategy and identity. You should research what localization needs there are to address and find local advocates to help you execute your strategy in different regions. This is best achieved with full executive support due to the nature of increased resource demand and advocating in other regions. With sharing power and knowledge as a key feature of network strategy, you should be able to take inspiration from the organization, from other networks, and from other regions, and in turn, influence them too. But to get there, you will need to have trusted connections, clear communication, and a reputation for inclusive and impactful leadership. We advise beginner networks to create a stakeholder map with living information about how they are engaging with different stakeholders. If this is a practice you once did but have abandoned, we encourage you to think again, because as your strategy grows in ambition to be more influential, you will need to remember who you are influencing, why, and how. It makes good sense to combine your stakeholder mapping and strategic planning skills into a living project management tool, which will also help you measure your progress, accountability, and impact.